First, between now and next month's primary election, WPR has invited candidates running in contested races for congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and The Morning Show. You can find all of these interviews at WPR.org/politics. Dr. Mark Newman of La Crosse joins us now. He's a Democrat challenging incumbent Ron Kind to represent Wisconsin's 3rd District in Congress, not to be confused, by the way, with former Republican Congressman Mark Newman. We talked to Representative Kind earlier in the program. Also in the race, Republicans Derek Van Orden and Jesse Eben will talk to them later this week. Dr. Newman was a pediatrician for more than 3 decades. He also served as a Franciscan brother for 20 years. Dr. Newman, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thank you, Rob. I'm happy to be here.
Well, let's start with your basic pitch to voters. Why do you want their vote to represent Wisconsin's 3rd District?
You know, I have been devoting my life since I've retired to engagement, better engagement, stronger engagement in our political arena. It's important to me that we do all we can to make our democracy work. And I'm particularly concerned that we address the issues of payment for our healthcare services, and also a solid response to the need for leadership in addressing global climate change. I have noticed when I go to the polls that sometimes I am not given a choice. Many times there could be elected officials who are listed as candidates and they stand alone. And that's always felt a little unusual and almost like I was being deprived of really participating in my democratic process. So I wanted to this year offer a second choice on our August 11 fall primary. I know that Congressman Kind has only seen other candidates on his ballot 2 times since 2000. And I think that undermines our ability to have a good lead up to an election, because we need to talk about the issues that are important to us. And so I wanted to offer the people of Western Wisconsin this opportunity this year.
As a Democrat challenging an incumbent Democrat, how would you distinguish yourself? What kind of issues would set you apart?
You know, I think there's a really big distinction between myself and Congressman Kind. He is a very accomplished politician, and he is adapted, I think, well to what is going on in Washington, D.C. But when you look at our citizens' appreciation of the work of the Congress, it usually comes in around 20% approval, 20 to 25, as Gallup polls and other polls have shown their work over the last couple of decades. And because of this, it means that there's something seems to be missing. And over the last decades, we've also had an issue with more and more money involved in our electoral process. Our elected officials feel that they have to mount robust campaigns that tend to be hyper-marketed enterprises. And they depend upon people and PACs and groups that have a lot of resources available to finance those campaigns. And I think that that doesn't allow the voice of the small people to be recognized. It offers those with money and power an opportunity to have megaphone influence in the electoral process. And then our elected officials need to prepare for the next round of election and to gather more financial resources for the next election. I have determined that I will never involve myself in that activity, because I believe that the people that I would need to respond to are the simple voters. And all voters are not things. The votes are not things. The votes are people, people with dreams and hopes and worries and concerns. And those worries and concerns get expressed by their voice, and their voice gets carried to their vote at election time. And that's what we need to listen to and elevate during our campaign season, instead of being barraged by, glitzy and sometimes scary campaign advertising.
Talking to Dr. Mark Newman, running in the Democratic primary for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District against incumbent Ron Kind. Dr. Newman, I want to get your take on a few of the big issues you would face if you're in Congress. First of all, you've mentioned health care. What particular policies would you like to see?
Over the decades, people have asked me whether or not we're ever going to be able to have a universal healthcare availability in our country. And I've always felt like, yes, we certainly would. And people have asked me, well, how can you be so certain? And my answer is because other developed economies have been able to solve this problem. And unfortunately, given the history of our country, we've attempted six times to develop a universal healthcare payment system over the last 100 years. And we've always been beat back by special interests because when people are sick and desperate and very concerned, they become vulnerable as targets for profit making. And our current system allows that to carry on. We have many special interests involved in our current healthcare payment system that don't want to be left out. They don't want to have to leave. And ultimately, that is the solution. So that a legislation like H.R. 1384 that was introduced by Pramila Jayapal, the congresswoman from Seattle, Washington, solves this problem. And it provides for a health insurance plan that is similar to, but better than, what the Canadians have. The big thing that's different about what she proposes, and it happens to be called Medicare for All 2019, but what she proposes and what we're living with today is that when they were developing this legislation, they did not resort to having the insurance companies at the table because they're not contributing to our healthcare, but they're certainly getting in the way of developing an economical and egalitarian delivery system.
Then I want to get your thoughts on the federal government response to COVID-19. Hopefully, we would be past it by the time of the next congressional term, but looking at what you see right now, what else would you like to see at the federal level?
You know, I am very admiring of local leadership. You know, certainly what I experience in Wisconsin, in La Crosse County, and so forth, we have very devoted public servants who are doing their darndest to provide good guidance and care for their populations. But what we're missing is, as you just alluded to, federal leadership. The Congress, as from what I can tell from a distance, appears to be doing its darndest to provide resources. But when we have an executive branch that has dropped the ball so miserably, it becomes impossible for us to have that guidance that our local leaders need in order to provide for the specific needs of each region. Our country is vast, and so one plan isn't going to fit everywhere, or the application of one plan isn't going to fit everywhere the same at every time. But we do need a coordination of efforts, and we need the development of best practices, and we need to have these things shared, which the federal government could provide and should provide by the structure of our governance.
Another big issue today, protests for racial justice and concerns about policing. Are there specific police reforms that you would support in Congress?
Yes, I think the basic one, the deepest one is, and this dates back 50 years, and that was the appearance of the American War on Drugs. That was an invention under the Nixon administration that has distorted our policing in more and more and worse over the years. And until we can really recognize how injurious that policy that has been with us for half a century is to all Americans and to contributing to mass incarceration and to the militarization of our community police, we're going to have a hard time addressing the real issues that are very aggravating and of very much concern that we see in the demonstrations that have happened over the last 50 days since the criminal death of Mr. George Floyd. So I see a large picture answer to this specific problem. It isn't just an easy answer of moving some financial resources around, but we really do have to dig deeper into what we have imposed upon our community police, given this history, so that instead of being able to devote themselves to the safety and security of their local populations, they end up being brought into this crazy war on drugs. When we tried to eliminate alcohol in the early 20th century, you know, it didn't work. And so it took a while for that amendment to the Constitution to be revoked. But we're still living with this horrible legacy of a misplaced strategy that was started by President Nixon, probably for political reasons.
Very briefly, just in our last few moments, do you have thoughts on your ability to work across the aisle with Republicans if you were elected?
Absolutely. You know, I have never found in my soul an ability to engage in us against them strategizing. I think that it undermines our ability as humans to do what we really need. We want to come together to create a governance that allows for us to thrive and all of our neighbors to thrive and not just to survive. But when we engage in an us against them, winner take all, zero sum approach to decision making, battles are never won or lost. They're just moved. So what we need to do is to move beyond that form of trying to develop public policy and to truly engage in consensus arrival. After the Civil War, President Lincoln proposed that we need to appeal to our better angels in order to enter into Reconstruction. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to guide us at that time in our American history.
And that's where we'll have to leave it. Thanks to Dr. Mark Newman, running as a Democrat to represent Wisconsin's 3rd District in Congress. We heard from Representative Ron Kind, the Democratic incumbent. We'll hear from the Republicans on their side of the primary later this week here on Central Time.